Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
You're blessed with Mary today, all generations, huh? Well, what happens, the reason I believe that Mary was so blessed isn't just because she had Jesus in her, which was what blessed her, wasn't just because she believed in the Lord's will, because the Lord did believe, and Elizabeth said, blessed are you who believed. But she was blessed because of the first line of the gospel. Mary set out in haste. That Mary was so generous. Here she was just told that she is going to be the mother of God. She said yes to that. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God the universe cannot contain, took up residence inside of her. Now, any women here who would have been pregnant, you know the first 3 months can be pretty bad, right? That's how you usually find out. You're sick, you're all this stuff. And if there is anybody on this earth who was ever created from the beginning of time to the end who could have said, listen, I got to put myself first because I have Jesus inside of me. This isn't just for me, I'm doing this. I'm doing this to protect the God of the universe inside of me. So I better stay home and take care of myself and make sure everything's fine, right? But that ain't what she did. She got up in haste and went and took care of somebody else for 3 months. She put Elizabeth before her. She already knew what God is inside of her. Someone who left heaven for us. Someone who would be born for us. Someone who would die for us. Yes, the generosity. See? For us. The generosity of Mary is to remind us that we too need to be generous. That when we get close to Christmas tomorrow, we need to be focusing on giving away our life, putting other people's needs in front of us. The way we've done it here for 17 years, you've had me with you, you live the thing on your bathroom mirror, which is on everybody's bathroom mirror in this church, correct? What are the three words on your bathroom mirror? I am third. Mary lived that. This could be the time where she is the one who implements this I am third. God was first. Others are second. Prove that. Put Elizabeth before her. And she took the final step. She took the final place. And of course, when she did that, God put her first. She is the greatest of our race. Because she gave away everything and was more concerned about others right at the beginning. So let's ask Our Lady as we prepare for Christmas that we too would have that type of generosity, that we too would be more concerned about taking care of others than we are about taking care of ourselves. And then we learn what Christmas is about. It's about others, not about us. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us